Alrighty, let's go to the rural news now with Sally Murphy in Otatahi. Kia ora, Sally.
Kia ora, good morning.
Now, King Salmon, New Zealand King Salmon, facing more opposition to its open ocean farm plan.
Yeah, just last month, the company was granted consent to set up a salmon farm in the Cook Strait, which would cover up to 1,000 hectares. The company's move to farm in colder waters follows several years of poor fish harvests because a large number of the salmon were dying in rising water temperatures. The Department of Conservation has appealed the consent, and now an environmental think tank has joined the call, saying the farm could negatively affect rare dolphins and the local ecosystem. The McGuinness Institute's chief executive, Wendy McGuinness, questions how such a huge farm could be allowed to operate with consent for 30 years.
To what extent we should use the oceans for farming versus land-based solutions. So at the moment, you can actually develop land-based solutions where you actually have large tanks and you farm salmon within tanks, often using fresh water from the mountains.
McGuinness says more research needs to be done to clarify whether endangered species such as the Maui dolphin swim near the proposed farm.
There's also climate change impacts, the impact on Maui, the fact that the Cook Strait is sort of the seabird capital of the world. These issues basically draw into question the direction of the way that we invest and use natural resources.
That's Wendy McGuinness. King Salmon says it will enter intermediation with DOC and the McGuinness Institute in the new year.
Now, the cost of shearing a sheep is still outstripping the price of the wool.
Yes, but Federated Farmers is urging farmers to persevere with breeding sheep for their wool, despite the ongoing slump in prices and the rising cost of shearing them. Its meat and wool chair, Toby Williams, has just had a 20% increase in price to have his own Romney's shorn. He says on average, farmers are paying contractors $6 per sheep and getting about $4 in return for its wool. So that's a substantial loss.
That's a really sad situation. I've just shorn my ewes and sold the wool, and yeah, that's fallen back off where, you know, the lows that it was on last year were pretty bad, but it seems to have got even worse this year. And it's another nail, unfortunately, in the cost of, you know, of running sheep these days.
However, Mr. Williams is optimistic wool prices will lift.
Wool's got an incredible product. I am a massive wool fan and I'm a massive wool promoter. It's going to come back, and people keep laughing at me and telling me it's not. But it'll become an ultra-premium product to have that on the floor.
Toby Williams believes farmers who are currently swinging their sheep breeds towards Wiltshires, which don't need shearing as they molt, should tread carefully, as the traditional wool sheep breeds will make a return and are healthier.
I think what farmers will find over the next few years as they continue to go down the Wiltshire routes is that the sheep aren't necessarily as suitable as the Romneys they were using before, the Pirindales they were using before. And so you actually end up having more cost in terms of ewe replacements and animal health things.
Toby Williams says he's aware of some farmers who are keeping a couple of years of wool in their own sheds in anticipation for a price rise, but warns them if fleeces aren't cleaned, they will go yellow and deteriorate in quality. And that's the rural news.
Thank you, Sally. That is Sally Murphy there in Otatahi, Christchurch, with your rural update this morning.